Huhana Hickey is a very avid spokesperson on many fronts, but certainly goes into bat with people who are challenged, both physically and mentally. We've asked Huhana if she might just comment on this kōrero that says that wins are asking a 60-year-old born with congenital cerebral palsy to prove he can't work and to know his GP isn't good enough. He needs a specialist to confirm it. Huhana, thanks for joining us on the program again. You got to be kidding. What's the story here? What happened here?
Well, this used to be the way, you know, you're born with Down syndrome and every couple of years they had to drag their child in to show them that they haven't been cured of Down syndrome. And it's the same thing with cerebral palsy. It's the same thing with a bunch of disabilities. But where the reviews were, I was told, for instance, about 10 years ago that I'll never need to be reviewed again. Now they're reviewing me. They're reviewing a whole bunch of us. And it's like, why? We're on SLP. You said you weren't going to target us. Well, they are. And that post that came up on X, which I'm not on, but I received a copy of it and I shared it out on Facebook, is a typical example of how they keep disabled people down and how they keep their voices quiet, because they try not to speak up so they're not identified and targeted. But here we go. You don't have to be now. They're just being, well, they're just doing something that they weren't supposed to do.
Well, proving that you're capable or incapable of work, and quite obviously you're in a difficult position. Look, if you're not great at communicating on your own behalf, or you don't have an advocate who understands the complexities of the bureaucratic system that people on benefits are forced to live under, or that regime, it can be really difficult, i.e. getting there, explaining the situation. What needs to happen?
Well, they need to implement the Welfare Expert Advisory Group report, but more than that, they need an entirely different approach around disability. We've got a lot of people on job seeker sickness that need to be on SLP, but they're not putting them on that supported living payment. That's meant to be the disability benefit. It should be a pension and treated in the same way, with the same increases in that, as a superannuation. Disabled people don't stop being disabled. You know, it would be very rare for someone to suddenly, as a tetraplegic, get up and walk. In fact, I haven't seen one case of that. But this is a problem. They're not treating disabled in any way with respect. And it's a breach of the UNCRPD. So I'm just seeing how far they're going. But I am talking to my legal colleagues to see about taking it to the next step, because this is taking it too far. They've gone back to their old practice as soon as National went in. As soon as the coalition went in, they just went right back to their old practices, and that is to harass us when they've got better things they could be doing.
Tēnā koe. When you look at what has happened in this first 100 days, and as a prominent advocate for people who many can't represent themselves in the way that you're comfortable too, what are some of your issues? This is one. What else concerns you most, Huhana?
There was not one policy for disabled people in that 100 days. They've now prioritised families and children for housing, but we've still got a chronic shortage of accessible housing. Now that they've cut the builds, this is going to make it worse. We absolutely desperately need accessible housing. We need larger housing for larger families. We need multi-generational housing. They're not listening. They haven't been listening, either parties, to be honest. I think that there does need to be a major, major radical shift towards a couple of the minorities that have been stepping up for their communities, Te Pāti Māori and the Greens. We need to get rid of our legacy politicians. We need to get rid of the nepotism that sits there among the wealthy, and we need our grassroots people back in that bloody place so that they can speak on our behalf for our people. We've been accepting mediocre to minimum for far too long, and we need our communities to vote. 1.2 million did not vote last election. That's 400,000 more than the usual. Come back and vote. If you want to keep a democracy, vote. And that's the problem we've got. Disabled are in the target on every single thing that they've made. Disabled Māori, for instance, we're worse off. We were negotiating things with Te Aka Whaiora. That's gone. There's a whole bunch of things gone. I'm one of the claimants for Te Aka Whaiora. We can only do what we can try and do and see what we can do to save before it goes forever.
Thanks again for sharing some time with us and some rich kōrero. It's all food for thought, and let's hope that, well, with some media assistance, the government will take another look at these ridiculous demands that they place upon people. Quite obviously, these circumstances haven't changed to make them available for mahi. Dr. Huana Hiki with us today, disabled rights advocate and often spokesperson. Thank you, Huhana, once again for joining us on the show.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All the best to you. You're with Urban Māori Radio.